Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Jimmy died yesterday, got the phone call late last night. He was out on patrol and caught a bullet head on. And now, just like that, he's gone. When Jimmy died, the world changed overnight. Things got way more serious in life. We'll never make light or fun of certain things again. And the innocence was shattered. Things were carefree no more. Some things, though, are destined to happen. And some things fall to the core. Never unfulfilled, so much heartbreak never went away. Some long ago forgot, but not me. No, it's like Jimmy died yesterday. And the innocence was shattered.
Hi, this is Donna Sebo, and what you're listening to is an original piece by two young men who are my guests today. They have got this unique title for themselves, and they're going to have to tell me if I pronounce it right, Fugueros or Fugueros. So they will have to correct me if I'm incorrect. Greg Kirk and Tim Abbott are my guests. I want to welcome you to the show.
Thanks, Donna.
Hi, pleasure to be here, y'all. Thank you.
Well, now, how do you pronounce your name? It's Spanish, so how would you pronounce it, Fugueros or Fugueros?
Actually, Figurados.
Figurados. Well, gee, I was off by a little bit, right, folks? Okay. Well, okay. That's great. Figurados. Now, fellas, we introduced the first piece, which is titled Freedom Isn't Free. It's the very first one on your CD. And before we go into a discussion about that, because it's a very powerful intro saying how Jimmy died. Well, how did the two of you get together, and what are you doing? I mean, is this your full-time occupation, doing music? Do you have day jobs? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Greg, why don't you start?
Okay. Well, all right. Tim and I met actually in Iowa when he and I were teenagers. And, you know, we both lived with our parents and went to high school in different high schools, but we met through mutual friends. And you know, I ended up playing in a band with Tim, you know, years and years ago. And then later on, Tim moved to Austin, Texas, and my family moved to the East Coast. I ended up living in Philadelphia for several years. And we, you know, started bands and ventured off on our own. Tim played in a number of pretty pivotal Austin-based bands. I was in a band called Shovelhead that actually got picked up by A&M Records back in 1996, and I played with a fairly famous local guy named Robert Hazard, who wrote the song Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I played in his band. And it wasn't until, you know, Tim and I kept in touch, but it wasn't until 2001, shortly after, you know, 9/11 and everything, and
mm-hmm.
when I was getting married, that Tim came out to the East Coast. He'd never been to Manhattan, you know, the area where I live now. And I was building a recording studio. And I asked him if he'd want to, you know, record some songs with me, you know, kind of more for old time's sake. And the songs that came out of that session were really the seed that got planted and ended up becoming, you know, this album. And now we're in a studio in Austin, Texas now finalizing and mixing the second CD. So actually that song that you just played is called Jimmy Died Yesterday. And it's a song that that Tim wrote, you know, years ago. And but, you know, the day we recorded was a pretty amazing thing. Tim, you know, was in my recording studio, and he started singing the lyrics. And I just bought a new acoustic guitar, and I picked it up and basically wrote the song. And we had the song recorded in about three hours, entirely recorded. It was a pretty amazing thing.
Now, Tim, you obviously, from what Greg has said, have had a passion for music. And is this full-time work for you as well? Both of you seem to be involved with lyrics. Are you more the lyric guy or music composition? Do you sort of share in these responsibilities? How is it the two of you work together?
I usually do the lyrics, and I write the musical melodies, and then I run them through what I call the Greg filter. And Greg removes cliches or maybe something isn't right or... You know, the song can change drastically at times, or the song can change barely at all. We work best in that capacity, even though we're both individual songwriters. Greg, you know, used to front his own band, you know, for many years.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of took, a step backward and allowed me to be the main person in terms of the lyrical content, because that's basically what I've done in my Austin bands. And, It usually works where I just get an inspiration for something. I don't sit down and plan on writing a song. It just happens. I could be driving my car, or I could be at work, and something will come into my head, either a musical riff or an idea, a lyric, and then I'll sit down and I'll play with it, and it just kind of expands from there. It's never, though, intentional in terms of I'm going to sit down and write a song. And then, of course, the song isn't really complete until, like I said, I run it through Greg. It's just kind of this kind of symbiotic relationship we have that's musical. That is, it's pretty cool. You know, it makes you appreciate other duos that have written well together, like Simon and Garfunkel, and, you know, bands like that.
Now, with this song, this Jimmy Died Yesterday, I believe in the lyrics, it's Freedom Isn't Free, is part of it. When you wrote this, is this someone that you knew personally? Is Jimmy someone you knew, or did you relate to someone that was mentioned, let's say, on a newscast?
That's a really good question, because it's both is the answer. I deliver babies in my job that I have 3 days a week, and I'm not an obstetrician. I'm a surgical nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking a break one night, and I just had an inspiration. I was thinking about my deceased cousin, Jim Abbott, from, you know, a couple decades ago. We were just kids, and he was killed in a motorcycle accident, and I was just kind of thinking about him, and I kind of had that feeling like what it was like when I first, you know, heard about his death and how it stuns you. But at the same time, I was watching the TV because the news was playing on his wallpaper, and it was all about the soldiers in Iraq coming home and how there was a ban on the casket photos and things like that. And I just started thinking about what it must be like in the situation where somebody's son is coming home in a small town, and what we, the people here, are feeling when you lose someone close to you like that in the arena of war, so to say.
All right. Now, what I want to do, I want to play a bit of your track from Keep It Simple. And you are doing the vocal on this, and you have guitars, you have a bass, and you have drums that goes with this. So, Don, if you can just put that on, we're going to be playing track 5, Keep It Simple. And my guest is
lay on a bed of nails.
the passion caused the oasis you dream of. I found when I was listening to your CD that your lyrics all typically had some kind of a relationship, a story behind them. And I think of music that came out like in the 60s and maybe early 70s, where that was really popular. And I wondered, is this something of an inspiration to you, that when you're working with the lyrics, Tim, that you want to tell a story? It's not just the music, but you really want to convey a message through what you write?
Yes, a lot of times. And other times I don't know how to explain it. I don't have any control over it. I'll come back after I write the song initially, and I'll come back and tweak a few things. Or maybe I might reword something a little different to help it make more sense about what I'm trying to say. But a lot of times, you know, it just steers itself. And then at the same time, there are things I am trying to say. Like in the song Keep It Simple is about a plea to get us back to that time, I guess I would like to say pre-9/11, when things seemed to be a little more innocent or less threatening. This song is about a relationship that I was involved in. I went through a divorce about 8 years ago, and I'm still best friends with my ex-wife, by the way, which I think everyone should be best friends with their ex, no matter, you know, if you're married,
mm-hmm.
it's a relationship. But that's what that song kind of pertains to, and it's kind of a plea, I guess, is where that one comes from. Does that make sense? Greg, you want to weigh in?
Yeah, actually, that song, it's good timing on that, because Keep It Simple was actually one of two songs that Tim and I first recorded in that first recording session. Yeah, right after 9/11. So, I mean, there was something magical going on then, because after we recorded these songs, I thought, my God, you know, if we can do more of this, then we got something going on. And the snowball kind of got bigger and rolled down the hill from there.
Now, Greg, you say you live in Manhattan. With you in Manhattan and then Tim in Austin, do you really do a lot of collaborating via the telephone and electric technology to get things together, and then do you fly into Austin to do all of the recording in Tim's studio? How do you guys coordinate? Because that's a fair distance apart.
Yeah, with technology nowadays, it's amazing. I mean, this, a good example is of the sessions that we did for this next CD that'll be coming out in June. I have my own recording studio in the basement of my house that I built. Took me about a year to build it. But I've had various musicians come in. You know, Tim will fly in and do vocal tracks, or he and I will come and we'll collaborate in person and write songs together.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have various people come in. But for this latest CD, we had a drummer record tracks in Atlanta. We've had a number of tracks recorded at a satellite studio here in Austin, and all those tracks were sent to me through email, and I just mixed them, you know, at my studio, and then I just flew in here last night to do the final mastering. The studio that we're in now, Lava Studios in Austin, Texas, has a bunch of mastering equipment and mixing equipment that I don't have, really expensive stuff that you need to make the song sound, you know, radio worthy, as it were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Now, there's something very special that you both are involved with, and it is especially relating to an upcoming holiday. It's Memorial Day. It's called Saluting the Soldiers in Song. Tell us about that.
Well, that's basically pivoting off of that Jimmy Died Yesterday song that we wrote. We're really supporting the troops, and I don't know much more about it, because our publicist, that's something our publicist is hooking us up with. She'd be
okay.
able to tell you a lot more about it, but basically we're, I'm not really sure, we're just supporting, you know, the troops with that song Jimmy Died, and contributing that song to the program.
And then I understand that there's an opportunity for you to do a performance for the people in Haiti, under the United Nations umbrella. Is that something that's coming together fairly quickly, or what is this entailing?
Yeah, that's something I just heard about today from our publicist. So this, you're getting the news hot off the press.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. I hope that it happens.
Yeah.
You
I have a friend of mine who's Haitian who went down and, not related to this project, but he went down and formed his own, group, fund. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That is terrific. Well, I want to play track 6, which is called Tourmaline. I believe that's what I've got here. Yes. That's Tourmaline. And so we're going to be playing a little bit of this, and we'll come back and we'll chat some more about it. My guests today are Greg Kirk and Tim Abbott, two young men who have a love and a passion for music. And from what they're sharing, they do it long distance as well as local, wherever they might be. So let's listen in to Tourmaline. There is a very unique stone that has that name. Tell us, fellas, about Tourmaline. Greg, why don't you lead off? How did this come together, and what's the story behind this song?
Okay, well, that's actually me singing on that one, and this is a song I wrote called Tourmaline. Tourmaline is a gem or semi-precious stone that has kind of a very bright green color, and the song's really about absinthe. It's the drink that was banned about almost 100 years ago, supposedly because it made people go insane. But it's a drink that is also purported to have, like, hallucinogenic properties because it's got some special herbs in it. But anyway, I used to be a big collector of absinthe, and I used to be a home brewer of beer, but a big collector of absinthe. And I used to drink it quite a bit, and I kind of got wrapped up in the mystique of it. You know, guys like Oscar Wilde used to drink it, Vincent van Gogh, Pablo Picasso, Degas. I wrote this song while drinking absinthe, and basically, you know, the word tourmaline is, you know, kind of a metaphor for the drink absinthe. So.
Now that is a very interesting story, to be able to have that kind of relationship, because I don't think anybody would have had a clue.
Well, good.
Now, Tim, did you have anything to do with the lyrics on this, or was it just all Greg's work on this one?
This is all Greg's work on this one. It's one of my favorite Greg Kirk compositions. It has to deal with the absinthe angle and a past life angle, and it also was in the midst of when Greg was diagnosed with his Lyme disease, which had a kind of a major effect on not just our songwriting, but in our ability to get our first CD out. We spent about 3 years almost in a wait and see thing because Greg was pretty bad off. But he's turned the corner on that with a number of different types of healing, and he'd be happy to talk about that, I'm sure.
Well, that's really something, Greg. Well, Lyme's disease is pretty tough to detect sometimes. And then when did this hit you? When were you affected by Lyme's disease?
Well, you're right about it not being detected, or it's even harder to diagnose. And then after a while, if you've had it in your system for a while, it's almost impossible to cure. So
I first started noticing effects back in like 2003, and I started seeing doctors, you know, in the Connecticut area, and for 2 years, nobody could figure out what was wrong with me. And you would think, I mean, this is like ground zero for Lyme disease, this area. Finally, an endocrinologist just looked at me one day and said, I can tell you, you have Lyme disease. And then that's when the real battle began. Once you start taking antibiotics and you've had Lyme in your system that long, it just makes you feel awful. So, a lot of the treatments were pretty brutal. I had something called a PICC line put in, which is a surgical procedure where they run a wire lead. They put a tube in your arm that runs all the way to your heart so that you can administer antibiotics. And this thing jabbed my heart and almost killed me one night. And, you know, like Tim said,
wow.
I was really kind of set back for a couple of years where I, not only because of that, but also, you know, I just felt so awful. And, you know, thank God I started using some natural treatments and I'm back on my feet and, you know, working out again and things are much better. But it was, you know, this next CD, I've got two songs that actually were written about this whole situation that happened. So
amazing. Well, usually it's real life experiences that do cause us to expand sometimes in ways that we would never dream. We've got another song here, Blueberry Eyes, and that is on track number 9. And I'm going to have to find out about why somebody ended up with blueberry eyes. So let's play this, and then we'll come back and hear the story behind this song, Blueberry Eyes. Fellas, you're going to have to give us the lowdown on this one. Who was that little gal that impressed you so much?
That's my 6-year-old daughter, Donna.
I was going to guess about a 3-year-old girl, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, well, she's 6 now,
old.
But she was actually about 2 when I wrote that song. So, yep, she's the one with the blueberry eyes. In fact, I got the idea for the song literally when I was feeding her blueberries one day. And the blueberries were the exact same color as her eyes, and so I just started kind of humming the song to her. It's funny. It's a song that I wrote. It's the first song I recorded in my recording studio, and I never presented it to Tim. And we were getting ready to finish, you know, this first CD, Divine Spirits, Holy Smoke, and we had 9 songs, and we decided we wanted to use 10. And you know, kind of begrudgingly, I showed it to Tim, and he said, "No, we got to use that song." So that's kind of the story behind that. But it was really a private song I'd just written for my daughter.
Uh-huh.
And
oh, that's really fun to find out things, because the lyrics so often tell the story. And I think it's nice when there's not a lot of screaming, but when there is a story with music, because it does have an effect with people. But I just thought when I listened to that, this has to be about a little girl.
Yeah, so literally.
My
yeah.
guess was 3. You said she was 2. So I wasn't too far off, but I really think that is special. Now, fellas, I wanted to ask you, because you really have come out with this, and I have to tell you, your logo with a skull and a smoking cigar is just absolutely wonderful. And the CD is called The 25 Smoking Figurados, and it's Divine Spirits, Holy Smoke. And you have a logo here where you have this skull. It reminds me of sort of the Caribbean thing that Disney did. The exact title is escaping me right now, but it's very imaginative. Who came up with this logo?
I did, Donna. I actually do graphic design for a living, so that's
came up with okay.
And the skull figure that you're seeing is actually a photograph I took of a calavera, and that's one of those Mexican Day of the Dead figurines that you see mainly. South. It's the day that the Mexicans celebrate, you know, the spirits of the those who have passed, and it's a celebration of life, but they symbolize it with skeletons, and the skeletons, the calavera figurines that you see, it's just skeletons doing everything in the life that they led before they died. So you'll see skeleton policemen, skeleton doctors, whatever. But basically these. What happened was that first recording session that where Tim came down to 2001, he had two calaveras, one of a mariachi guitar player and one of a mariachi singer. And I thought, that's how perfect. That's him and me, basically, in calavera form. And from then on, that became, if you look at the rest of the album art on the CD.
Yes, I have it in front of me.
They're actually, you know, pictured elsewhere, you know, in the art. So that's
well, I think the art's great. I really do. I really like the look of it. I think it's just wonderful. Okay, guys, what's your website so people can find out more about you, your music? And this CD is The 25 Smoking Figurados. And what's your next one going to be?
We don't have a title yet for the next one.
Well,
but
okay.
The website is www.thefigurados.com. So that's spelled T-H-E. figurados.com.
All right, The Figurados, figurados.com. Go there. You will find out more about who these fellows are. And they do have day jobs they're involved with, but their passion obviously is in music. And I want to wish both of you the very best in everything you do. I do hope the opportunity for Haiti ends up coming into complete positioning under the umbrella of the UN, and also I think that the opportunity for you to salute the soldiers in song is pretty positive, too. I wish you the best, and I want to thank you for being my guest today.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you very much, Donna, for having us on. It was a great interview.
This is Donna Sebo. We're taking a break, and we'll be back in just a moment. Don't go away.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to TTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo back, and I hope you enjoyed those two young men. It was really a lot of fun to be able to play their music, and we've got some other musical material that's going to be coming our way. It's such a delight to be able to interact and have all of these various styles of people, information, whatever else you want to describe it as, because it makes you aware that there's so much going on in the world that normally you don't hear too much about. So here you have two young men who are involved. One is a nurse and the other one's a graphic artist, and their passion is their music, but they're living their dream. They're actually seeing their stuff come together, and that's very important to remember. Lots of times we have to be involved in doing other things, but if we hold true to that dream that we have within ourselves, many times it's going to manifest in a way and manner that you wouldn't even in a million years think would be possible. So I think they are really an inspiration on multiple levels, and I'm so delighted they shared their story with us. Speaking of sharing a story, by golly, if you have had a paranormal experience, I would love to hear from you. I'd like to have you send me an email because I'm putting together a book of 100 stories about the paranormal, and I'd like to be able to include yours in the publication. So I've got about 25 right now, and we're wanting to get it closer to that 100. So if you'll send me your stories about the paranormal, tell your friends too. Pass the word along and let me know about it. Send it to Donna at DelphiInternational.com. That's Donna at DelphiInternational.com. Be sure when you send your story, you also include your contact information, because that is very important. Also, if you would rather send it to me via snail mail, that's okay too. You can send it to the Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497. Greg had, well, my guest today, had talked a little bit about something that really hit him quite hard, and that is Lyme disease. And back on the East Coast, where he was at the time when he contracted this condition, it was what he called ground zero. And in so many areas of the East Coast, of course, it's a tick that passes this. People are affected by it. And he said, you know, the antibiotics, he had a problem with that, and antibiotics are wonderful, but sometimes you have to look at some alternatives, which he is doing and has been doing for a while. And so I thought I would share with you a few bits of information about some herbs that are very useful for healing. Now, remember always, when you are dealing with herbs, anything of this nature, it is something that you need to be educated about. You need to find out about it, because herbs, some people don't get along with certain herbs. All medicines have to come from herbs on one level or another. And for example, statins. There is a lot of information that's come out about statins. Well, a lot of people aren't aware that a statin ingredient that has been around for millennia is red yeast rice. Well, that was used by the Chinese for inflammation. This was something they've known for thousands of years. It has the exact same side effects if you have too much of it as the artificially made statins. So you have to understand about these things. And I think as consumers, the more we can be educated, the better it is for us. And that is a challenging process at best, but it's also something that I think is very positive. So I wanted to share some items that in Assam, which is in the Himalayan mountains of northern India, these herbs have been used by people for centuries. And one of them that I thought was quite interesting was an Indian gooseberry. Now, here in the United States, I know we have gooseberries, and they've been around for a long time. It was never something that was in my diet as a kid when I was growing up, but people in the, you know, on the East Coast and in the Midwest, they're very much more familiar with it than I was living on the West Coast. And I think it was just the environment that I grew up in. Now, the Indian gooseberry is called the amla fruit, A-M-L-A fruit. Do you know it has 30 times more vitamin C than an average orange? And it's not just good for boosting your immune system, but research has found that the healing compounds within the Indian gooseberry has an effect on cholesterol, it offers protection against cancer, and it can even counteract side effects of chemotherapy. Now, if you want to do something with this, you can get a jam made up of it, and it can be found in health food stores, and there are different sites that offer it, but the jam itself is very important. And when I read that information, I thought, now, this is fascinating, because I remember a story about Alaska, and Alaska has been a very special place in my heart and in my life for almost 30 years. And one of the things that I remember very vividly is about a family that had opted to live in the far north, and they had gotten a cabin, and they were just going to make this their lifestyle. Well, this family, they had to order food for the winter. So we're talking about a family that had to figure out what they were going to need for an entire winter season, because when the snows hit, there wasn't going to be any 7-Eleven conveniently located nearby. So they had to get all their food stores in well in advance of the winter months, and they had to think very carefully about what they were going to order and what they were going to bring in, because it would be flown into them. That's how far out and away they were in the far north of Alaska. So they ordered all their food. Well, they didn't think about dietary needs. That wasn't in their mental programming. As it turned out, a friend sent them a case of preserves, fruit preserves, and they used that during the winter. And what they discovered was that during the winter months, without that jam, without the preserves that this friend sent them, they would have suffered severely from a lack of vitamin C. There was nothing in their food stores that would provide it, and it was the preserves that gave them what they needed, and they ended up learning a very, very valuable lesson, and that was when they were to bring in their food stores, they had to think about nutrition so that they could keep themselves well, because the winter months last a long time up in the far north. So this is something that I have an understanding of, and when I read this about this Indian gooseberry jam, I thought, not a big surprise, because when you're cooking it, that vitamin C is still there. So I just wanted to share that little bit with you. Also, something that I've heard about before, and Assam has hot chilies that they grow. And they say it's very good for circulation and cardiovascular health, but they also have capsaicin that reduces the sensitivity of local pain receptors. Now, they say when you consume chili peppers, even mild ones, it triggers the release of pain-killing endorphins in the body. And if you use a capsaicin cream, it topically will ease everything from arthritis pain to psoriasis. And this is something that has been, I've read material on this through the years. So it's amazing what you can find out when you start researching what people have been utilizing as herbal remedies. And then the last one I wanted to share with you is turmeric. Now, I don't often use turmeric in cooking, But it has an ingredient in it called curcumin, and it helps to prevent buildup of plaque in the brain. Think of Alzheimer's. People have this plaque that's caused by certain proteins that builds up in the brain tissues. What it also does, it helps to regulate the neurotransmitters that pass signals between the brain cells. And that's why if you're on statins, you have to be very, very careful, because statins strip the cholesterol out of those neurotransmitters. Yes, they have cholesterol in the brain. Without cholesterol in your body, you're in deep trouble because your brain won't work properly. And your whole system is going to suffer. Cholesterol is a very natural component in the body, and stripping it out is not such a good thing. Now, what they found in studies regarding turmeric, when people eat a lot of this, they don't have Alzheimer's. It just doesn't exist. In fact, according to a researcher by the name of Gillum, said it's better at preventing Alzheimer's than anything that we know of at this time. So use it as a spice on your meat, veggies, or stews, or you actually can get capsules at your local health food store. You know, check out your different stores. Look for turmeric. I do know that you can find it even at Walmart. And you can have these capsules and take them like you would any of your vitamins, and it's going to assist the body. But look it up. Check it out. Fascinating information. And one of my guests that I had on the show, Dr. Ellison, who has a website called The People's Chemist, you can go there. And he's a researcher, and you can check it out on there, and you can find out more about it. So I just wanted to share those few items with you because, again, the more we can become aware of how we can take better care of ourselves, I think the better off we're going to be. Oh, I forgot to give you the number, didn't I? 888-815-9756. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, the telephone lines are open. 888-815-9756. Now, tomorrow, hey, we got Gypsy Magic that's going to be on tomorrow. Raymond Buckland. We are going to have a good time with Raymond because his book, Gypsy Magic, is based on his own family's background. A lot of history in it and some real fun stuff, including, well, we couldn't ignore it, spells. Yes, haven't you heard about any of those? Well, gypsies, there's a lot of legends about them, but it's more myth than actual fact. But we're going to find out more about that tomorrow. So tell your friends, and if you have a chance to tune in, I invite you to do so. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to be taking a break for just a moment. When we come back, if you want to give me a call, the number to call into is 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's Kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown-red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. He's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
Donna Sebo publishes a popular, inspirational, and insightful newsletter filled with information about her upcoming guests, her travel schedule, seminar presentations, and upbeat articles to lighten up your life. You can subscribe to this free monthly newsletter by emailing her at donna@delphiinternational.com. That's donna@delphiinternational.com. You can also go to her website, www.delphiinternational.com, and review past publications. Keep in touch with Donna through this monthly publication. Again, her email address is donna@delphiinternational.com, and her website is www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. I wanted to share something with you. If you're like me and you enjoy seasoned salt. I came across some recipes for making your own seasoned salt. And, you know, if you make your own, it's not going to be expensive at all. And you can make up the amounts that you want, and you don't have to pay an exorbitant amount of money. And I had a friend that sent me some salt. It was black salt. I'd never seen it before. And it had a very interesting flavor to it. And I don't know what part of the world it came from. I didn't get the information on that. And then I have Himalayan salt, and then I have some other seasoned salt that came from France, and some of them have huge chunks. Well, if you would like to do some of your own blends, I'm going to be sharing with you some information about that. So get yourself a pad of paper and a pen so that you can write it down, because it really is, it's fun to do these kinds of things. And not only that, but think about it from this perspective. Maybe you have a friend that's a wonderful cook, and you would like to give them something that's really unique. Well, why not have a lovely container that has this unique salt mixture that they can utilize, and it would be a homemade gift, if you will, put in a pretty container, something that they in a million years might never, ever do for themselves, but you would be able to create it for them. Okay, if you got that pad of paper handy and pen, I've got one for citrus, Italian, Asian, and hot and spicy. So, and French Provençal. So let me give it to you. If you like a lemony type of a seasoning, this is what you do, and this would be good on roasted chicken, fish, or vegetables. You need a teaspoon of grated lemon zest, a teaspoon of grated lime zest, and that's a teaspoon of grated lemon zest, a teaspoon of grated lime zest, and a half a teaspoon of grated orange zest. So it's a teaspoon of the lemon and the lime zest and a half a teaspoon of the grated orange zest. Now what you do, you let it dry on a paper towel. Let it completely dry out. And then you stir it into a half a cup of kosher salt. How easy is that? That is so cool. Now what if you would like to have an Italianly flavored salt? This is what you do. You have a tablespoon of finely chopped sun-dried tomato. Now you do not want any dried sun-dried tomato in oil. This is straight sun-dried tomato. You need a teaspoon of onion powder and a teaspoon of garlic powder. Again, half a cup of kosher salt. Now this is great on pasta, roasted vegetables, lamb, or fish. That's your Italian. Now how about a little Asian? Well, what you want to do, you want a half a teaspoon of coriander seeds, and you want to grind it in a spice grinder. Or if you have a hand pulverizer, then use that. And then you want to mix it with a teaspoon of toasted sesame seeds, which you can do at home. Just toast them in a pan, just dry heat, and they'll toast up nicely. And then you add an eighth of a teaspoon of ginger and, again, a half a cup of kosher salt. You just mix all that together. That's good on pork, it's good in soup, roasted chicken, or vegetables. If you like your stuff spicy, then what? This is what you do. Really easy. You have a teaspoon of chipotle chili powder and an eighth of a teaspoon of cayenne. And then, again, a half a cup of kosher salt. And if you like it spicier, maybe you know of some different peppers that you could add. So this is something you could have a lot of fun with. And, again, it would be very creative. And it's good on scrambled eggs, grilled meats, potatoes, corn on the cob. And, you know, when you have something spicy like that, salty, spicy, if you are, let's say, on a real strict food program and you're cutting back on certain things, it's that wonderful, I'm a spicy person, I like spice. So when you have that, and maybe you have some non-fat sour cream, and you mix it in with that, you put it on your potatoes, oh, it's just great. It's just wonderful. Or on your veggies. It's just absolutely wonderful. Last salt is your French Provençal. Yes. Now, this is all you need, and oh, this is so good. It smells so wonderful. You crush 2 teaspoons of dried rosemary. By the way, if you want to grow your own rosemary, it is so easy, and I'll tell you, among Italians, they say if you have a rosemary bush and the rosemary bush gets really, really, really big, that means the woman is the boss of the household. Keep that in mind. I have a friend. She has one. It is absolutely humongous, and she is the boss of the household, and she's Italian. So anyway, here you go. I'm digressing a little bit there with a little bit of nonsense. 2 teaspoons of dried rosemary, 1 teaspoon of dried lavender, and you put that in a spice grinder, and you add that to your kosher salt. It's great on tomatoes, avocado, cheese, or salads, and I would say it probably would be just terrific on something like cottage cheese, anything that you want just a very different flavor with. What a wonderful way to make a gift. You know, you could make this as a gift. You could put together the whole arrangement I've just shared with you, and my goodness, it's under $5 if you're going to do it. It's amazing. You could make all of these, present these as a gift to someone. Wouldn't it be fun? And flavored salts are really, really popular. Of course, I think they always have been. But why not make your own? Well, this is Donna Sebo, and I know that we are running out of time. Don't forget, tomorrow we have marvelous, marvelous stories about gypsy magic. So we'll be talking about that. And remember, too, that life is an adventure. And I was on the phone with someone just earlier today that has gone through a major challenge with cancer. And this person's attitude about life and the opportunity to experience new things was so upbeat and so absolutely marvelous. I felt like I was so privileged to be with this person. But this individual made a point. They said, I have life to live, and I have learned from this experience that I take advantage of the moment and I live it now. And I think that that is so important for us to remember. You have right now this moment in life that is yours to claim. Won't you claim it? Won't you enjoy it to the fullest? Count your blessings. Realize that there is so much for you to be grateful for. And just like my guest that I had today, don't ever forget, your dream belongs to you. And don't ever give it up just because it's inconvenient or someone may say it's not logical. The reason you have the dream is for the purpose of living that dream. This is Donna Sebo. We'll be back with you same time, same place, right here on BBS Radio Station 1 tomorrow. Tell your friends we have a great time here, and I'm so delighted you've been able to join me this day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Remember, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. This is Donna Sebo. We'll talk with you manana. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.